When we have got to know the operation of different branches of British government and how they check and balance each other,
当我们了解了英国政府不同部门的运作以及他们如何相互制衡之后呢？
Can you explain away Theresa May's proposal of an early general election? And what do you think of the result of the general election in 2017?
我们能不能解释一下为什么特蕾莎梅她在2017年她要提出提前举行普选？以及你对2017年普选结果有什么看法呢？啊，我们知道在卡梅伦于2016年6月24日辞职以后，特蕾莎梅她于7月11日赢得了一场毫无挑战的领导人选举。
May won an unchallenged leadership election on 11 July after Cameron's resignation on 24th July 2016and was appointed Prime Minister 2 days later,
并且在两天之后被任命为首相。但是2017年的4月呢，梅他就宣布提前要在6月份举行普选，也就是做一个 snap election。但这是为什么呢？
啊，众所周知，总理和内阁是中央政府的中心，是中央政府的决策机构。As it is known to us, the Prime Minister and the Cabinet,are the center of the central government, which are decision-making bodies.
由总理和内阁提出的公共法案将送交议会，再由两院和议员提出质询、重新审议以及甚至拖延。
The public bills initiated by Prime Minister and Cabinet will be transmitted to the Parliament, subjecting to question, reconsideration,and even delay by the two houses and the MPs.
而在英国人民投票决定退出欧盟以及英国与欧盟谈判新型关系的这个时候呢，英国人民确实需要一位果敢的、稳定的和强有力的领导。
At the moment of negotiating their new relationship with Europe, when they voted to leave the European Union, British people needed a certainty,stability and a strong leadership.
However, 但是呢，不仅工党、自由民主党、苏格兰民主党都投票反对这项提案，也反对梅政府与欧盟达成的协议，从而削弱了其在欧洲的谈判地位。
However, not only the Labour, but also the Liberal Democrats, the Scottish National Party, all voted against the legislation.And the deal May's government had with the European Union, and thus weakened its negotiating position in Europe.
因此，特蕾莎梅在这种情况下提议举行提前举行普选，意图建立一个坚定、致力于一系列脱欧政策的多数党政府，因为她本人强烈的认同脱欧。
Therefore, Theresa May proposed an earlier general election.With the intention to establish a majority government, firmly committed to a range of Brexit policies on which she herself held strong view.
这样呢，她可以重新任命一些部长，以便在内阁中很容易起草这些政策。
So she can reappoint some ministers to get the policy drafted easily in the cabinet.
如果保守党能够建立一个多数党政府，这就意味着保守党将选举出更多的议员，当然这也将使内阁完全控制议会，从而通过这些政策。
If the Conservatives could establish a majority government, it implies at the same time that the Conservatives would return more parliament members, which of course,would render the cabinet total control of the passage of policies in the parliament.
但是，然而，这次提前选举的走向出乎了他的意料。
However, this snap election just went another way around.
保守党的席位从330个减少到了317个，低于组成多数政府所需要的326个。
The number of conservative seats fell from 330 to 317, which is below the 326 needed to form a majority government.
那从这张图我们可以看到结果。
We can read the result from the picture.
2017年的普选产生了一个没有多数政党的议会。The 2017 general election resulted in a hung parliament, 或者也叫跛脚议会，即没有一个政党赢得了多数席位这种情况。保守党虽然他赢得了最多的席位和选票，并且从2015年的 36.8% 上升到了317个席位和 42.3% 的选票，工党262个席位 40% 的选票，并且高于2015年的232个席位和 30.4% 的选票。自由民主党呢获得了12席，增加了4席，得票率为 7.4%。 The Scottish National Party 苏格兰民主党获得了35个席位，不过低于他在2015年获得的56个席位。 Plaid Cymru 威尔士党在威尔士获得了4个席位，比他2015年多了一个。 In Northern IrelandThe Democratic Unionist Party, DUP, won 10 seats. 在北爱尔兰民主统一党 DUP 获得了10个席位，增加了2个。而 Sinn Féin, 新芬党获得了7个席位，增加了3个席位。所以呢，特蕾莎梅被迫与民主统一党 DUP 达成协议，并组建了联合政府。So, Theresa May was forced to pursue a deal with the Democratic Unionist Party, DUP.And a coalition government was established. 因此呢，与欧盟的谈判不可避免地遇到了困难，很多的不确定和各种迂回。Therefore, the negotiations with the European Union inevitably suffered from difficulty, uncertainty, and detour. 但是另外一方面，少数党政府和跛脚议会，他们可以更好地相互制衡。But on the other hand, the minority government and the hung parliament can check and balance each other better. 这就是政府系统运作的方式，当然也正是英国政府系统的运作方式。
It's a way in which the government system operates, and this is how the British government system operates.